This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. The Atlantic hurricane season is almost here. For Alabama, that means keeping an eye out not only on the coast in South Alabama, but even further inland. Hurricanes can cause spin-off tornadoes, localized flash flooding, straight-line winds, and downpours, even hundreds of miles from the coast. The official start of the 2015 season is June 1st, but it began early this year when Tropical Storm Anna formed on May 7th off the southeast Atlantic coast and made landfall May 10th on the North-South Carolina border. While the National Hurricane Center doesn't anticipate a busy hurricane season, preparedness is always the key in keeping families and communities safe. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is launching a new feature to its app that is a one-stop shop of sorts that will help people prepare for, respond to, and recover from hurricanes. Jason Lindesmith, the social and mobile lead for FEMA, and David Watson, the mobile platform specialist for FEMA, are providing details about this new tool. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is not a new app, but it contains some new features that are even more helpful in dealing with inclement weather. What are some of those capabilities?
This is Jason. The new feature that we just added to the app pulls in alerts from the National Weather Service. A lot of weather apps on people's phones probably have a similar capability. The difference with the FEMA app is within those weather alerts that you get, many of them will have safety information tied to those alerts. For example, if you get a alert that flash flooding is happening in your area, there's a section within that alert that will then point you to the flood safety section of the FEMA app.
Does this app have the potential to possibly save lives? And how important is it to have this technology in the palm of your hands?
Well, one thing that we see over and over with disasters is each time we have a new disaster, it seems like mobile devices play a stronger role in keeping people informed and communicating with each other. Even sometimes when phone lines are down, we see that text messages can get through at times that phone calls can't. And on top of that, having an app like FEMA on your phone, which sends you push notifications, even if you're not logged into the app, when you have severe weather coming for any location in the U.S. that you signed up for. For example, if you're in Birmingham, you can get notifications with National Weather Service alerts in Houston, and just be alerted to that if you have family in other parts of the country. You can sign up for up to 5 locations. As Jason mentioned, it also provides tips with what you should do if you're at home or wherever you are when you have this kind of warning and what it means, breaking it down for folks so they get some tips on how to stay safe.
And you touched on it a little bit. What is the functionability of the app if Wi-Fi or mobile service is not available?
There's many parts of the app that have information on what to do before, during, and after different hazards like hurricanes, as you mentioned, flooding, tornadoes, and this information is available regardless of whether or not you're connected to internet, so that can be very helpful when it comes to life safety.
I see that you can also interact with this app by uploading disaster photos. Tell me kind of what was the thinking and the rationale behind that.
The feature in the app is called Disaster Reporter. It's a way, like you said, for people to upload photos of what they're seeing and what they're experiencing when a disaster is happening. It could be something even local, potentially a house fire or even localized flooding. That's really the purpose of Disaster Reporter, is for those photos to be published out so they can be visible by other first responders or emergency management partners who can take the data and then put those photos into a map or any kind of system that they may be using.
So the app does more than just alert you of inclement weather and provide tips. It actually can point you in the right direction if you need help or are seeking shelters.
The disaster resources we have within the app include finding the directions and locations of open shelters across the nation. You can be anywhere in the nation to see which shelters are open nationwide, as well as disaster recovery centers where folks can apply for assistance. We also have the information to call or go online to apply for assistance from within the app. The FEMA app is available free on the App Store for Apple devices and on Google Play for Android devices. You can also go to FEMA.gov to find out more information about the app and to download. Also, if folks already have the FEMA app downloaded on their phone, to do a simple update from within those stores by searching for FEMA in the App Store for Apple and in Google Play for Android, we'll update this new weather alerts feature.
That was Jason Lindesmith and David Watson talking about the new features on the FEMA app as the 2015 hurricane season begins on June 1st. I'm Chris Osborne for WBHM.